Rolf Tavis, 1st of January, Dan Schmoll Simons. How much to spend for Tamatoa?
The shoes, the golf speaker. I'd like to speak on the Dvar Locha Benegea, possibly Negea, people who come on bank holiday to learn Torah. How much is one mechuyev to spend for Mitzvah Talmud Torah? How much time is one mechuyev to put in Mitzvah Talmud Torah? We know the Gemara says in Ksubas, as Hamavazves, Adya Vazves, Yesu Mechaymet. Now, when it comes to mitzvahs, with Tilas Lulav, with Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, any mitzvah, one mustn't spend more than a fifth of one's money. As the Gemara says, if you spend too much money, you're liable to become poor, and you have to be either Tzitach Rebius, whatever it is. That person not only doesn't need to spend more than a fifth of his money, he mustn't spend more than a fifth of his money. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in Bi'al Locha, that this is by all mitzvahs. It's an issa by all mitzvahs. It's not only mitzvahs tzedakah, it's all mitzvahs kapasim shulchan aruch that person's ayin vazad yis mechayim. The shayla is a Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, a sefer he wrote on Koshim in Masechtas Yuma. He asked from a famous Gemara, and we know Hillel, how much he was meisa nefesh for Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells us that every day he used to go out to work and only earn one traffic, one coin. Half of it he spent for Parnosas Ishtar Bnei Beisel, in order he should survive, and the other half he used to give to the Shema Beis HaMedrash to go and learn from the Torah of Shmaya Vavtalion. And the Chofetz Chaim asks, how could it be that Hillel spent so much money when the Gemara tells us, HaMavazvez, Al Yevazvez Yeshen Echomish, that for mitzvahs, not only for tzedakah, but for all mitzvahs, one mustn't spend more than a fifth of one's money. How could it be that the Hillel spent more than a fifth, he spent 50% of his money to go and learn Torah from Shmaya Vavtalion? Well, the evidence is, what Hillel did, there's another problem. As we know the story, one day he didn't have enough money, and the Shema Pesach wouldn't let him into the Beis HaMedrash. And he creeped onto the gag, he went up to the roof, it was a cold day, in Chodesh Teves, it was a cold January day, when it was snowing, and it was Erev Shabbos, he went up on the roof to listen to Torah Shmaya Vavtalion, and the Gemara tells us the next morning, they learned the whole night, and they looked up to the window, there was no sun coming, there was no light coming through the window, and they realized it's Sunday there, they went up, and it snowed over, and he was mamash pikuach nefesh, he put himself in a mokim sakoma, they had to bring him down to be mechal Shabbos for Hillel. And the shayla is, what heter did Hillel have to put himself in a mokim sakona, besides the kapur of the Chofetz Chaim, how he could spend so much? But how is it on a cold, snowy winter day, Hillel could put himself in a mokim sakona when the Gemara says, the Torah says, Nishmato, Nikol Dovoa, a person may not put himself in a mokim sakona. It's also to put himself in a mokim sakona. And even for mitzvahs, to be mekayim the mitzvah, he was going to learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it doesn't help. A person, even to do mitzvahs, one's not mechuyev to learn Torah if one puts oneself in danger of life. So it could be that Hillel was going to learn Torah, but he still had no heter to put his life in danger in order that the Pasuk says, v'chay bohem v'lo yishayom esbohem. Is how could Hillel put himself in a mokum sakana? Besides the kashal Chofetz Chaim, how could he spend so much money? Is if we stop a minute to understand how he could put himself in a mokum sakana? L'choya, one could say, famous Gemara in Makkis. The Gemara says, Talmud Shagolo Megalim Rabo Ima Shnema B'chai. Anybody, any Talmud who has to go to Golos, is he killed B'shegir, and he has to go, we have to do everything to assist him B'chai to live. And one of the things the Gemara says is, when he goes to Golos, if he's a Talmud, he has a Rebbe, his Rebbe has to go with him. Because the Pasuk says B'chai. And the Rambam in Hilchos Yetzeach, the Rambam is Marech, the Rambam's got... He says, the Loshna, it's been the end of the Loshna of the Rambam, the life of people without learning, how did Chazal know that a Talmud goes to Golos, where you have to assist and they should survive, he has to have his Rebbe with him? Because without his Rebbe, and without being able to learn, there's no V'chai. Kemisohem Chashuvim, the Rambam says. That somebody who's in Golos without his Rebbe is Nechshach Kemetz. Somebody without his Torah is nechshach kemetz, which is, as we know, we say every day, ki heim chayenu v'orech yomenu, which would appear to show that a life without Torah is not living. The beautiful Netziv in HaMikdavar, he says the Torah of Yehuda, so to say. Yehuda, when he said, ma betzah ki narges achinu v'chisinu es domoi, Yosef HaTzadik was in the pit, and he was liable to die because the Gemara tells Mechoshim HaKrabim Yeshboi. And he was liable to die. Yehuda made the very legitimate cheshbon. He said, why should he die? Let's sell him Rechuvenim Kuenid Ayishmaelim. Let's sell him down, which is a very legitimate cheshbon. Yet the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Hey, as anybody who praises Yehuda is criticized. The more quotes a pasuk. As anybody anybody who blesses Yehuda is wrong because Yehuda made the wrong cheshbon. Although Yehuda l'chaim makes a legitimate cheshbon, it's better he should be sold than to die. Says in the tzivis, his mistake was the Gemara says in Baba Basra that misa is adifa mishri. Abanda, he could be sold as a captive, but it's better he should die rather than be sold. And then the Tziv explains, the Gemara says, Misa Adifa Kishri is talking about somebody, a Yid. A Yid has got a choice of either dying or being sold to Goyim, where he won't live a life of being an Oved Hashem. That's not life. For him, that's not life. For somebody to be sold as a captive, to be sold down to Mitzrayim, and not be able to lead the life of Oved Hashem, he's better off to die. Otherwise, for a goy, his life is different. A goy, the most important thing is he should survive. He should exist. However, for a goy, Yehuda's cheshbon was 100% right. Rather sell him than he should die. Because the most important thing is you should survive and exist. But for Yid, below Talmud can miss him chashuv. If a person can't set up a historical and he can't live a life of Torah, that's called death and it's not worth it. That was a mistake of Yehuda. And then there's an Asr, etc. When the brothers come and tell Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is chai, the pasuk says, "Vayofek liboy ki lohem min lohem." He didn't believe them. What does it mean he didn't believe them? He thought they were being mishaki, they were lying. And then suddenly he sees that Goros, Vatechi Yaakov Avinu. When he sees the Goros, Chazal tell us, Egla Arufa, then he suddenly believes them. What's going on? If they're lying, they're lying. And why should they be lying? The Torah says, Avada, he believed them. But the problem was, this was Yehuda, who at the time had, Yaakov was choshed that he didn't understand what life means. Maybe the way Yehuda understood life is the same way as he thought it was better to send him down to Mitzrayim rather than die, just to exist. Avada, he's existing in Mitzrayim. I believe he's existing in Mitzrayim. But is he living the way that I want him to live? That was Kilohem Minohem. How do I know that Yehuda's done Shuvah yet? How do I know that Yehuda understands what life is? But when he was there, he saw the Argonis after Sholach Yosef, when he saw the Egla Rufa, they would learn the last sugya, then he realized that they're living a different life. That's the life which the Rambam says, Kemisem Chashum, which we say, Kehem Chayim Urchamenu. Now, mainly, it would be an argument to say that the life of Torah without Torah is Kemisem Chashum, the person is dead. So I ask, why, how could Hillel put himself in a mocking sakona in order to learn Torah? Because as the Rambam says, Kemisem Chashumim, without being able, just as a Talmud who goes to Golos without his Rebbe, he's considered dead. Hillel, every day that he wasn't able to listen to the Torah of Shmai Vartalion, and it's interesting, the Lashna Gemara work over there in Yuma is, he went up to listen to Divrei Elokim Chaim. The Gemara didn't say he went to learn Torah. He went to learn Divrei Elokim Chaim. Hillel knew that this was his life. And for such a thing, he's able to put himself in the Mokim Sakona. One could argue that's how Hillel put himself in the Mokim Sakona. But it's not Muchach, because although the Gemara says, or the Rambam says, Kamisim Chashubim, doesn't mean Mamish he's dead, that you can be Dolcha Koli Sum Shabbatur, put yourself in the Mokim Sakona. The Gemara says in many places that it's Abo Chashubim Kamis. So a blind man, a poor man, a mitzvah, or mishain lebonim, a chashuvim kemeis. Yet the poskim say, although chashuvim kemeis doesn't mean they're dead mamash. One cannot be machalal Shabbos for a blind man, chas v'sholom. To save somebody's eyesight, unless you know he's going to die from it, but just losing eyesight, one cannot be machalal Shabbos. Although it says kemeisim chashuvim, this means kemeisa, kemeis. But it doesn't mean that he's mamash meis. Although the Rambam says v'chayis, the Loshna Rambam was Balei Chochma v'Akshur b'Lei Talmud k'miseim chashuvim, doesn't mean that he's allowed to put himself in the Mokim Sakona. But I think there is a Dargin Limud HaTorah where it's more than just every Talmud who goes to Golis k'mise chashuvim, where poshut, it's not kedai for a person to live in this world, in this life, and live without his Torah. Let me explain. There's a famous Gemara that halacha is that b'mokim, a person is tortured. He is suffering so much pain that he would rather die than live. A person is suffering a lot of pain that he would rather die than live. it's mutter to withhold treatment to allow that person to die. Although the halacha is that life is the most important thing. But if a person is suffering pain and it's impossible to be merapa him, one can withhold treatment because a person in pain, the Gemara says, is worse than a person who's dying. It's kedai for a person to die with pain rather than live. As in Pasun Halacha, the Hamesha Feinstein, the Yashin Shemizalman, hold that a person who's suffering tremendously, one's allowed to withhold medication because a life of pain is not a life. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Il Moli Nodula Chanani Mishol Vazaria, had Chanani Mishol Vazaria been tortured, then they would have been allowed to be over Yisum Shabbatot, because a life of pain is not worth living, and one is allowed to die. The Gemara says in Rebbe, the day Rebbe died, his Talmidim davened that he should live, and he was suffering terribly. And they carried on davening that he should live. And the Shifcha of Rebbe felt it was better he should die. He's suffering so much, and there's no hope that he'll get better. The Shifcha of Rebbe said it's better he should die. And she went, and they carried on davening the Talmidim. And the Shifcha of Rebbe went up on the roof and she threw down a barrel, it smashed, it made a lot of noise, and the Talmidim stopped davening for a minute, and the Malach HaMavis was able to come in and take away the Neshama from Rebbe. And the Ran in the Dorim Taskis Halacha L'Maisa, that if somebody is suffering terribly and they would rather die, one's allowed to daven for them to die, because a life of pain is better to die than to suffer a life of pain. There's another Gemara, a Gemara in Bob Metzir Daf Pei Dalad. Rabbi Yochanan had a Talmud called Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, he was Makariv, he was a Rabbi, he was Makarivim, and all the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan had a Talmud who he got his life from. Rish Lakish died, and Rabbi Yochanan went out of his mind. He poshed was a choyli hamoyach, he suffered out of his mind, he became ill because his Talmud Rish Lakish died. And the Talmidim davened for him that he should die. Again, another Gemara where it's first better that a person should die rather than should live. And the Chaim Shulevitz used to say, if they go to the Talmidim and Davni for the Rebbe, why didn't the Davni should get better? If it were any, the Davni should get better. Says the Chaim, because if he would get better again, he would miss Rish Lakish, he wouldn't be able to learn his Torah. The Gemara describes what the Torah that there was between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, where Rabbi Yochanan couldn't survive without that Torah. And for such a person who cannot survive without that Torah, if the Misa is perfectly permitted, although one has to do everything in one's ability to make sure that one lives, but if by living one's going to suffer terribly, one is allowed to be Mesa Nefesh. One is allowed to die. In Lechor, that's Pratim Hillel. Hillel came to that Darga. Hillel, who realized, Dibbele Kim Chaim, Hillel was no less a Darga than a Yechman, who realized the pain of not being able to learn wasn't worth living, just like Rabbi Yochanan didn't have his Talmud of Rish Lakish. For Rabbi Yochanan, just as Rabbi Yochanan, just by the way, Rabbi Yochanan is a famous Gemara in Daf Hei. Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children. He lost every single child. He had 10 children, he lost every single child. All he had left over was the tooth of the younger child, which he used to take around to be Menachem Mavel. This was Rabbi Yochanan who was able to go through losing 10 children and be Menachem other people with his smallest tooth. Yet, the same Rabbi Yochanan, who had such stark koichas that he could lose 10 children, Rachman and Islam, and still go be Rachman the people, when he lost his Talmud Rish Lakish, he didn't want to live any longer. The same Darga, that could have been the Darga of Hillel. Hillel felt that without being able to learn from the Torah Shemaya V'Achtanion, which as the Gemara says, Dir Melekim Chaim, it's not only like every Talmud who goes to Golos, he's Nashav Kimeis. It's Mamash Kimeis. He, just like Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't worth him surviving in this world, to live a physical world without his Talmud Rish Lakish, Hillel also couldn't survive without the Torah of Shemaya V'Avtalim, and for that reason he was able to put himself in the Mokim Sakona, and that was his head to put himself in Mokim Sakona, and of course that was the reason why he was allowed to spend more than a fifth of his money. It was a special halacha for Hillel. Hillel was on this Darga, he was allowed to put himself Mokim Sakona for Talmud Torah, because for him, without it, it wouldn't be worth living. For that is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. You can put yourself in a Mokim Sakona, you can be over the Issa of Alivaz with Yeshim Echonish for his life. This was his life, he could not survive without it. That would be Poshul Pshat in Hillel. But then it's only a halacha with Hillel. Hillel was on the Darga, the same as Rabbi Yechon Trapper Rish Lakish, who appreciated that it wasn't worth living. For him, he was able to put himself in a Mokim Sakona and spend more than a fifth. But for anybody else, it would be no heter to spend more than a fifth of their money for Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's only a heter for Hillel. Yet, we have a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tzav, which appears to say that for everybody, there's a mitzvah to spend all your money for Talmud Torah. Not only for the Dargah of Hillel. I just quote you the Lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma. Ru'u kama chaviva kriyas ha'Torah lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki yishchir ba'odom losis kol memayin lilmei Torah. There's a chir on every man to give all his money lilmei Torah. But the Medrash Tanchuma appears to say that everybody has a chiyuv to spend all their money for Talmud Torah, or at least more than a chaimish. Not only Hillel, comes back again. Surely there's a din about Yevaz v'Yesem Chaimish, that for all mitzvahs one doesn't spend more than a fifth. How can it be that for everybody, not only Hillel, there's a chiyuv to spend more than a fifth of your money? And I'd like to suggest two pshatim. One pshat is with a famous Ponovizh Rov is a beautiful pshat in the Gemara, famous Gemara in Megillah and Erevin in Sanhedrin, the Gemara with Yeshua. When Yeshua was fighting the wars to conquer Eretz Yisrael, suddenly one night he meets a captain of an army, and he doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know if that captain is from the enemy's side or the captain's from his side. He says, Halonu atzo im letzoreinu. Are you from our side or are you from the enemy? And he answers, Atobosi. And the captain answers him, Atobosi, Ato with an iron. And it's not clear what the shock of the Tariah, what's going backwards and forwards between Yeshua and his captain. And Tosis explains that this captain was a Malach Hashem, and he was coming with a complaint to Yeshua that the Yidden were fighting wars, but they were mevatel the Korban Tomit. They were not bringing the Korban Tomit every day, and they were being mevatel Torah. They weren't learning Torah. They were apart from Talmud Torah. They were busy fighting wars. They were apart from Talmud Torah. But the Eibishter had a time on Klal Yisrael, and Yeshua says, Halonu ato im letzoreinu. Halonu ato, are you coming because of bittul Torah? Halonu is a play on the pasuk Torah tzivon lonu. Are you coming because of Torah tzivon lonu? Im letzoreinu, are you coming because of a korban tomit? And the Malach says that the Eibishter has times on Klal Yisrael because they're not learning Torah. Ato bosi, I'm coming because of Torah. What's ato? So the Malach asks him, is it because of Talmud Torah, quoting the Pasuk Torah Tzivon Lanu, and Yeshua asked him, is it because of Torah Tzivon Lanu, and he answers back, yes, it's Torah, but he quoted another Pasuk. What's going on? He quotes one posse, he quotes another posse. Says upon a visual love, a beautiful word. As in mitzvahs Talmud Torah, there's two halakim. There's a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. We're commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mekayim, to learn Torah like every mitzvah. But Torah, it says upon a visual love, has got a second concept to it. It's got to reach a dargo where a person enjoys his learning, he loves his learning, so much so that he does it even without the mitzvah. He realizes that is what gives him fulfillment in life. Torah is compared to a song. A song a person can only sing if a person is truly happy in himself. There's two mitzvahs. There's Torah of Sivon Lonu. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But besides that, there's Ato Kisru Lochem Sashira Zeus. A person has to rise above that where he learns Torah Mitashira, realizing that's his wish, nothing to do with the mitzvah. Yeshua asked, is it because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that Hashem is upset with us, is criticizing us? Says the Malach, no. The mitzvah you're potter from. You're being Oisek in Malacha, in Melchoma. You're fighting a war a day. Nobody can expect you at night to learn Torah. If you're exhausted, and if you learn Torah, you're not mechuyev to learn Torah. There's no time from Torah tzivon lonu. The time is v'ato kisru lochem es hashir aziz. If Torah really was a shir by you, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah, then you'd realize that is your fulfillment in life. You could be fighting all the wars, but when it comes to night and you're not fighting a war, you would want to learn Torah because that's your life. It's a shir, that's nothing to do with the mitzvah. And if you want to win the war, that's the way to win the war. V'ato kisru lochem es hashir miyad vayolen yishua b'seich ha'imek, as I'll tell us. Straight away, they got into the system of v'ato kisru lochem es hashir aziz. The Rambam says that the Ikur Torah is by night. Ein rino shel Torah elo balaylo. The Rambam says Ikur limud b'Torah is by night. What's special by night? Night is the time when a person is tired after a day's work. That's the time when a person can say, I'm potter from Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, you're taka potter from a mitzvah, you're exhausted. Oh, but there's rino shel Torah. Rino is a song. If the rino shel Torah is balaylo, that is the yisod of Atokis, the second half of Talmud Torah. Is l'chayr, The Gemara says, Hamavazvis, coming back to the original Kasha, Hamavazvis, Alia Vazvis, Yesen Mechoimish. A person mustn't spend more than a fifth of his money. Why? Because if you spend too much money, you'll become poor. And if you become poor, you'll be Tzarech Labriyat. You'll have to go around asking stuff for people. And as the Rishonim are saying, Sanhedrin, for it's not right that a mitzvah should bring a person down to a dagger where he has to go around asking for money. As a mitzvah shaboy, it's not covered of the mitzvah that a person should go around asking for money. It comes to double rishus. A person wants to spend by himself a mansion for more than a fifth of his money. There's nothing wrong. Either it's a chashash, if he spends so much money, he'll become an oni. It doesn't matter. It's the covered of the mitzvah. The mitzvah should not be designed to the mitzvah that it brings him down to a darga where he would have to go around begging for money. It's a covenant of a mitzvah. For double rishus, a person to pay himself, a person spend as much as he wants. So he'll have to learn himself later, chas v'shalom, to go and shnor money. But that's not to be, it's only the design of the mitzvah that prevents him from spending too much. But it's not right that the mitzvah should bring him down to a darga of asking for money. Talmud Torah, which, as we said, besides the mitzvah shaboy, it's something which a person wishes to do for himself. Forget the mitzvah. There's atzof kitzul chemes hashiyotzis. A person wants to do for himself, nothing to do with the mitzvah. And a person mustn't allow the mitzvah to bring him down to a darga of having to steal for money. But if a person feels that's his wish, it's a dovah shel rishus, that's his life, just as he builds himself a mansion, for him learning Torah is his life, that's the way he wants, a person can spend as much money for his own, we're saying this. For Rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavah Yochol, a person shouldn't spend too much money, because it would be wrong that the Rotsan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring him down to a darga where he would have to earn shnor money. But if a person does a dovah rishus, he builds himself a mansion, or la havdil, he wants to learn Torah because that's his life, because he enjoys it. What a person enjoys, a person spends as much money as he wants. Of them is talking aliyah vaziv vaziv yisim mechemish. That could be the pshat in the Medrash Tanchuma, why a person is allowed to spend more than a fifth of Talmud Torah. Because the Talmud Torah, besides the mitzvah, as the Panavish Rav says, besides the mitzvah, there's a concept of Ato Kisul Lachem Sashiru Azriz. But I think there is a third pshat. How it is, I think this is an important pshat, how it is for mitzvah Talmud Torah, a person is allowed to spend more than a fifth. How Hillel could do it, and how the Medrash Tanchuma did it. How the Medrash Tanchuma says that everybody is mechuyav to spend more than a fifth for Talmud Torah. As we said before, the Gemara says in Ksubas, why is it that a person shouldn't spend so much money? Because if a person spends a lot of money for mitzvah, he's liable to become a poor man, and be yitzarech labrius, he'll have to come unto other people. I'd like to start with the famous Rambam, and Bichlal, the Kasha is even more. Because Bichlal, besides the fact that a person knows himself to be yitzarech labrius, in Talmud Torah, it's much worse. For a person to have to learn Torah at the expense of going around asking other people for money, the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah is a terrible thing. The Rambam says, Kol ha-meisim ha-libo she-yasik ba-Torah v'lo yaseh et b'locha. Anybody decides he wants to be oisik ba-Torah and not get involved in work, be a sparnis min ha-tzedakah, and rely on other people supporting him to learn Torah, how is a chilel es Hashem? It's a chilul Hashem for somebody to learn Torah at the expense of being so mechon stuck that other people should help him. It's a terrible thing. You do on the shittas of Rambam that if somebody decides he wants to be oisek in Torah and depend on other people supporting him that he can survive, it's chilul Hashem. So, how much more say for all other mitzvahs, a person shouldn't spend a fifth of his money because it'll depend on other people? How much more say for Talmud Torah, in order to achieve Torah, how much more say he shouldn't be spending more than a fifth and being so mechon that other people will support him, and to that would be a terrible chilul Hashem. The Kasha is doubly difficult after we see this Rambam. But there is another Rambam. It's so Hilchos Shmita of Yevlis, where the Rambam talks about Shevet Kohanim. Shevet Kohanim weren't given a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. They were Ovdei Hashem, they learned Torah, and they didn't have to worry about their parnosa. They didn't go to war, and they didn't have to work. Then the Rambam says, V'lei Shevet Levi Bilvad. This doesn't only apply to Shevet Levi. Elo kol ish ve'ish mikol boye olam. Any person. Asher not v'ruchoy oise ve'bino mideli bod elam lifnei Hashem, who's decided that he wants to separate himself and serve Hashem. Neshol se lo'ovde leves Hashem v'holach yoshek k'meish etzel ekim u'porak mal tzavoy o'el cheshbein yisrabim Asher bichu b'nei Adam harizeh niskadish kodesh kodoshim v'yiyah Hashem chelki v'nachlos el o'elom o'elom o'elomim v'yizkeloi b'o'elom azeh dovo hamaspikloi. Anybody who decides he wants to follow in the trade of Shevet Kehuna, and he decides he doesn't want to be Oisik in this world, he just wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Shevet Kehuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakim, will look after him, k'mo shezochel ha'koyin melalvim. The Rambam says it's possible for a person to decide that he wants to follow Shevet Kehuna. And just as Shevet Kehuna didn't have to be Oisik in Parnassah, they didn't worry about the Parnassah, anybody who learns Torah can do the same. Is the Kasha, how does that fit in with the other Rambam? The Rambam said anybody who decides to learn Torah and other people should support him is a Chilul Hashem. Is Reb Chaim Kanievsky already brings from the Radvaz? Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote the same from the Rambam Mishmita Yoblis. He brings from the Radvaz in the Masir Kerch. Ein Kabbalas Rabbeinu, that when he sits back and he learns Torah, Sheyikach Mehabriyas. Doesn't mean he'll be able to sit back and he'll go around taking stock of. Because the Rambam said earlier that it's a terrible thing, it's a Chilul Hashem. And a Kabbalas Sheyase Hishtadlus Muetes, he will only have to do a little bit of Parnos Hishtadlus, Vakodish Baruch Hu Yishlach Berocho B'Maseh Yodov V'Yuchal Hispanis B'Chol Mashit Zarechvah. What the Rambam means here, says the Radvaz and the Masir Kerach, that a person can do like a Kohen, not that they have to go around and getting stalker. He'll be doing smallest Hishtadlus, and with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him Brocha, that from the smallest Hishtadlus, he will be able to do his Balos, and he will not have to be Yitzdarech Rabbius. He will not have to come onto everybody else. And that's for somebody who decides he wants to be like Shevet Kehuna. But even besides that, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, or maybe Shua ben Levi, Dovozeh Kosuv Batoyah, Veshoni Balvim, and Meshulish Batsubim. When the Gemara uses such a notion, it's a sharp notion. Kono Oisig Batoyah, Nechosov Matzlichim. Says Reb Chaim Velozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. What does that mean? Kono Oisig Batoyah, Nechosov Matzlichim. Or Kefi Erech HaKibur Ashiyah Kabbalah Loft Oltoyah. According to the proportionally, the amount that he's makabel on himself, the yoke of Torah, the MS, or b'chol koichoi, kei lefizeh erich yasiru v'yavu menenu to this inyon ezeh olam. According to the amount of effort he puts into his learning, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove from him the olam parnosa. U'b'shmeh li'en chifeh v'salot. V'om ha'ishom she'kosu v'atoyim, and he then brings the Gemara, she'kosu v'atoyim v'shonim v'anvim shuhul v'atsum sh'kol ezeh v'atoyim v'chos v'atsichim. Reb Chaim Rotman says it doesn't only mean that Lama Mishmita v'yevlus, somebody who gives away everything, his whole olam hazeh, because he wants to be a Shevet Kehuna. It works proportionally, that the amount of effort you put into Torah, then zeh lo mazeh HaKadosh Baruch will be matzliach b'nuchosov. The stipler writes in Birchas Peretz and Pashas Miketz, there's no haftocha that somebody who learns Torah and puts aside, does less parnasa, he'll be zeichet to ashirus. Because it all depends what's decreed, but the parnasa doesn't help. One thing is promised. Through Eisek HaTorah they will not lose anything. When they become ashirus, that's nigzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing can change. Not Torah, not parnasa. That's Nigzah Makadosh Baruch Hu. But there is one Aftochas in this type. That through Eisek HaTorah LeYafsidu LeYigur HaChelkam, they will not lose that one bit. They will not lose one penny from being Eisek HaTorah, and had they not been Eisek HaTorah, they wouldn't lose anything. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful tshuva to his son, Rav Reuven. When Rav Reuven, in, I think it was in 1957, became 20 years old, he asked his father, Hadrocha, till the end of his life, how he should conduct himself. And there's a beautiful tshuva in Chelik Yerodeo. I'll just pick out one nekuda. He writes in the middle of his letter to his son how he should conduct himself from the age of 20. Shekol asokecho yibetoyo. Your main focus should be in Torah. Vaoz batuach ani shashem yazrecho v'yishlach loch gam panososcho. Berefach v'shefa abrocho. And then I am 100% sure that Hashem will help you and send you panos v'shefa abrocho. He brings him on kiddushin le'anius min omnus, le'ashius min omnus, el'akim min ha'shamayim. And then he says, "B'chas v'shalom, not to be mekabel b'shvur, because chashash v'ashov." And one more thing, there's a Rashi. Just very quickly, one more minute. There's a Rashi in Tehillim on the pasuk, "Shav lochem mashdim ekum Rashi says a beautiful pshat. Talking about people who get up extra early because they want to be osik and panos and make more money. People who get up early to work, start early, or people who carry on working late in order to earn, shav lochem, it's false. Let me read you the Lashon of Rashi. Bale umyes hamashkim umachim lemlachtom umispalnitzim beitzovin ubeigir. And the actual work for them, they suffer, they don't enjoy it. It's all shav, because kein yitin HaKadosh Baruch Hu panosu lemi shemenadik shenosu me'enov bishvil lasik matzeh. Because for the same time, for less time, instead of getting up early to be osik and panosu, desvi menadik shenosu for osik matzeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you. Hayyitzim edvareinu, that Hagam the Rambam says that somebody wants to be osik and panosu, and other people should support in the shittas the Rambam is, that's a chilul Hashem. But there is a concept that a person can be mekabel on himself. We see it from Shmita Yevlis, and the Chaim Velazhin says from the Gemara in Abed Zohar, we see it over and over again, that in the fee, the proportion that a person is mekabel on himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him Parnasa. And on that there's no Chilul Hashem. And if that's the case, the Kasha doesn't start how a person can put an effort and spend so much money for Talmud Torah. Because the whole issue of Ali Vazmeis is in case you become poor in the Sakhla Briyas. But in Torah, it has the opposite effect. The more a person puts in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will support him. It won't be the support of other people. One of them, there's no Issa Vav Mavaz, Ayyavaz, Yisim Chayim.